I am the good shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This Lent, our neighbors over on Main Street got themselves a puppy who is half Labrador and half Australian sheepdog. So they named him Foster, which I understand is Australian for beer. Foster hails from a noble line of canines. He has natural qualities of agility and of alertness and of fearlessness. And they say there's a bit of a wolf in a sheepdog. And if he is not properly trained, well, then he's never to be trusted with the sheep or with his master. But if curbed and brought under control, such a dog, in his original setting at least, is eminently dependable and unflinchingly loyal and true, unwavering even in the face of death, as he strives to protect the shepherd and his flock. Now, little Foster is too young to go to obedience school, my neighbors tell me, but I'm sure they'll properly train him in time. Every church, every chapel, in this great crisis in which we live, of the Catholic Church, is still, as the parishes were in the old days, set up around the priest, who is the shepherd. And in some spiritual sense, this church is the sheepfold of Christ, and you are the flock. Now, consider the physical impossibility for one priest alone, or even if there were two or three, say, with so many people living at such a distance, to keep the flock together, I mean, to ward off wolves who might be circling even now at some distance and just about ready to descend and snatch some little lamb. A priest, a shepherd, needs trained and faithful dogs to bring back sheep like that safely, to sound the alarm when some weak lamb is liable to be left along the way. It is a moral impossibility for the priest alone to keep Christ's flock together. We are so scattered. Without, I mean, the outstanding and sincere efforts of some other good souls who assist him. I think of them as shepherd dogs for the flock. Sadly often, you know, the shepherd is the last to hear of danger to his sheep. But that won't be the case if some dog starts barking right away. He'll warn the shepherd, and he may even scare off the wolf. You all know what's going on. You may not want to. And some of you may have been trained to be quiet about it, but you all know what's going on in your own families. And some of you, I'm almost envious of you, have a pretty good idea of what's going on in most families at St. Gertrude's. I wonder why I never hear from you. Who's on the alert for attacks against innocent souls? Some hapless little one or unsophisticated youth who think they have all of the answers and who may end up left to die along the way that leads to heaven. Or what about those older ones who have borne the burden of the day and the heat for so long and now seem burned out? And they fall away and take others with them, and no one notices or says a word. I need a few good dogs. And Deo gratias, thanks be to God and to Mary, I have them. There are great teachers here, you know, at our church, for the weekday school, St. Gertrude the Great School, for our Sunday school. We have careful parents in this flock who are vigilant and watchful over the lambs. And we have a fine crew of attentive and very welcoming ushers. And there's all of that edifying example that is set by those who sing and our servers and all of those who are working each week behind the scenes to make all of this come together. You will never know how much that helps. I mean, not only in the sense of actually providing the labor necessary for a church such as ours, but providing the good example for others who see it and who take it in. Then, too, today we have a small group, small but intrepid, of prayers who make that extra mass or devotion most weeks, and some even manage daily mass. And then we have our Legion of Honor, the men who pray for the Blessed Sacrament all night long, and those who make the first Saturdays, and all of the rest. And God bless the grandmothers this St. Monica's Day, who worry with me over each one of their lambs. But there is still room in my kennel. Come along. I need you to help me. Look, I can't be everywhere at once. I've got to be in Mexico tonight, and next week Father Chicada has to go up to the seminary. In the very nature of things, you must help me. Due to our numbers, due to our distance, it is impossible for one or two priests to do it unaided. You must help me. It is in your nature to do so. That sheepdog, half-sheepdog next door, little Foster, Father Chicot and I ran into him the other evening. He was being particularly rambunctious. And I said to his owner, you know, he would probably be a lot happier if you had a couple of sheep in the backyard for him to herd. And, of course, it would keep down the grass, too. Because that's his nature. Someone's taken him out of where God intended that dog to be. So, too, someone has put something into you above your nature with grace, something supernatural, and we've been dwelling on it all this Lent long, the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. They make you want to be a sheepdog for the Good Shepherd. Why, some of them are obvious. Fear of the Lord would make you tremble to see someone you love live in the state of sin. And fortitude? Why, fortitude lets you bark when the wolf comes instead of cowering behind a tree. No matter who tells you, shh, and be quiet in your family. But also consider knowledge, that right use of creatures, which you've got to get correct yourself in your own training, so as to be able to help others in time. And then comes understanding, so that the faith is not a series of answers learned by children in a catechism so they can receive a sacrament, but it is part of who you are. And our faith is your faith. And wisdom, that innate sense, that taste for the sweetness of God's things and for the bitterness of the devil's. And finally, don't forget piety, because piety is the family virtue. I have received so much from others. Now, what am I going to put back in for others? I am not here to serve myself. I am not here merely to sanctify my own soul and nobody else. But without a life of service, your soul ends up selfish. And what is selfishness but the breeding ground for every sin? You will never achieve the holiness of heaven if you try to get there by yourself. Counsel. Counsel comes, remember, in this given situation, what must I do? Practical advice. From the Holy Ghost, sometimes, yes, directly by inspiration, but how often that's going to come from a priest or from parents or even from a friend. And don't forget the role of godparents in God's plan. Counsel to have enough compassion for others to seek it and to speak it, to bring others the comfort of our Lord, the strength of our sorrowful mother. In giving counsel, even in seeking it for yourselves, you can't help picking up some wisdom. Come along now. I need some dogs. Well trained, brave, loyal. None of this cowardice. If ever cowardice could be tolerated, it's not in our time and day. Come along now. None of this cold, almost anti-clerical spirit, whereby the priest is a necessary evil, a kind of a sacrament machine to be tolerated if I must, but when it comes down to it, thank you very much. I'll figure things out on my own and I'll play my cards close to the vest. That's not of God. I need some good sheepdogs. Oh, don't be insulted, please, if I compare you to dogs. You could do worse. Dogs, after all, are dear creatures of God. And, as they say, God spelled backwards. How did the Holy Ghost announce to St. Dominic's mother what he would be, this baby she was carrying in her womb, this boy who would grow up and fight the anti-life forces of the great heresy of his day by preaching the rosary? Why, she had a dream. And in that dream, she saw, she gave birth to a dog, a little puppy with a bright torch burning in its mouth, who ran around the whole world and gave light everywhere there was darkness. I am the good shepherd, our Savior says. And I am, as St. Peter notes at the end of the epistle, I am the bishop and the pastor of your souls. But look, I am only as good as my sheepdogs. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.